Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Michael Salzman back on the show. Michael is a member of our Brain Trust, Research Director for Employment Policies Institute, and an expert on the debate about minimum wage. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic. Michael Salzman, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Jim, good to be here.
It's good to have you back. Okay, minimum wage right now is $7.25. Is that right? The national minimum wage, the federal minimum wage?
Yeah, that's right. Rose to that level in 2009.
Right. And so my audience knows how I feel about minimum wage and how it's over the generations, the last two or three generations, minimum wage has actually hurt more people than it's helped. It's a canard. It's a political football. It was never intended to be a minimum a living wage. It was always intended to be an entry level wage, and it's created a lot of bad dynamics in the marketplace. And yet the politicians keep demanding that we raise it. Bernie Sanders wants to raise it to $15, and I guess Hillary is okay with that too. What do you think, Michael?
Well, I think they're probably campaigning on the issue because, especially with Bernie's young followers, I think you've got a lot of maybe people who are coming out of college who are disappointed that they can't find a job, or other folks who are disappointed with the job market, and they think $15 is a good solution in Bernie's case. Hillary has supported $12 nationally, and she said she's okay going to $15 in certain cities. But I think what we've seen and what's unique about these new higher minimum wage numbers is that it's no longer just an academic debate about whether there are small impacts to the minimum wage at the margin. We've got really good evidence now that these kind of policies are closing doors of small businesses, especially on the West Coast.
Yep.
And so I think the idea that Bernie Sanders would want to give us a more robust economy by almost making it impossible, especially for small independent businesses to operate, I just don't think that squares.
Well, anything, the minimum wage for a long time, Michael, mostly just cost jobs. They've changed the way young people work as in the, you know, in the pre, in under, when they're under 20, they changed the availability of jobs for the very young, a teenager, to have a job because they're not worth minimum wage, so people aren't hiring them. And that's unfortunate. But up to now, up until fairly recently, I don't think we've really had any evidence that businesses were put out of business because of minimum wage. But that's starting to happen now. That's what you were alluding to a minute ago.
Yeah, that's right. So I think if you look at some of the minimum wage increases that have happened historically, you heard some stories about businesses actually going under, but you're right. It was typically people making these, you know, instead of, you know, you're pumping your own gas or you're bagging your own groceries. We've had some really interesting stories now. In fact, there was just one out of Berkeley, California last week, which has raised its minimum wage to $12.75 an hour and is looking to go up to $15, of a local coffee shop called Mocha that, you know, they survived Starbucks coming into town, but now they can't survive the fight for $15, the $15 minimum wage. So they're going out of business in June, and it's because, you know, they can only charge so much for a cup of coffee, and they just haven't been able to make the numbers work.
Well, this is the problem, this is the thing that politicians, certain politicians, don't understand. When they talk about raising minimum wage, it's as if they've never, and maybe they haven't, Michael, maybe they've never seen an operating statement. Maybe they don't understand the math of the marketplace. Do you think that's what it is? I mean, do you think, are they really that clueless, or are they just that ideological?
You know, I think they get caught up in top-line issues. I think that when they're thinking about a higher minimum wage, they're thinking about the pay of CEOs of some of the largest Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
They're looking at businesses in their own city that are doing well. If you're in the Bay Area, you're looking at people in the tech industry who are driving around in Teslas. And I think you're thinking, well, there's got to be plenty of money to go around to support this higher minimum wage.
And that may be the case for big companies, but it winds up hurting, as it often does. A lot of these things, the all of this stuff winds up landing on the small business, on Main Street small businesses.
I think it's right. I mean, and it's ironic that I think a lot of the people who are championing these policies are also the people who appreciate the unique, you know, funky, independent, you know, small business culture that a lot of these cities have. But
we don't mind being called funky, by the way, Michael. we like that kind. We don't mind that at all.
Hey, I was thinking about Berkeley.
I need a, well, now that's the truth. I can think of other terms. I need a website quickly, Michael.
Facesof15.com to read some of these stories of small businesses that
Faces
have been hurt.
Facesof15.com. Quick break. More to come after this message.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.